You're listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Today is Thursday, June 16. During the Southern Baptist Convention's annual meeting on Tuesday, messengers overwhelmingly approved a series of abuse reform recommendations in the wake of a report detailing how some SBC leaders mishandled allegations of abuse and mistreated abuse victims. The first main recommendation is to create an abuse implementation task force, while the second is to create a ministry check database to keep track of church leaders accused of sexual abuse. During a press conference following the session, attorney and sexual abuse survivor Rachel Denhollander said the passing of the recommendations is the result of the tireless efforts of the survivors who didn't give up. Meanwhile, Pastor Bart Barber of First Baptist Church in Farmersville, Texas, was elected president of the SBC during the annual meeting, garnering nearly 61% of the vote. Barber will replace SBC President Ed Litton, who was elected last year and announced in March that he would not seek re-election, becoming the first SBC president in decades not to do so. Leaders of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops are calling for politicians to speak out against the increasing vandalism of churches and pro-life pregnancy centers in the wake of the political leak of a draft opinion by the Supreme Court that would overturn Roe v. Wade. In the weeks since the leak, numerous churches and pro-life pregnancy centers have been vandalized. Cardinal Timothy Dolan of the Catholic Archdiocese of New York, who serves as the chairman of the USCCB's Committee on Religious Liberty, and Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore, who serves as chairman of the USCCB's Committee on Pro-Life Activities, released a statement in response to the wave of pro-abortion vandalism Monday. They said, quote, "Charities that support pregnant mothers in need have been firebombed, pro-life organizations have been attacked almost daily, and even the lives of Supreme Court justices have been directly threatened. In light of this, we urge our elected officials to take strong stand against the violence and our law enforcement authorities to increase their vigilance in protecting those who are in increased danger." An armed group in northern Burkina Faso near the Niger border reportedly killed at least 100 people over the weekend as extremist violence continues to plague the country that has seen thousands killed and millions flee from their homes in recent years. The attackers appeared to exclusively target men, going from shop to shop and opening fire on people who tried to run away, one survivor said. There are conflicting reports on the death toll, which could be as high as 165, security sources told Reuters. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat from California, claimed that drag queens are, quote, "what America is all about," during an appearance on the reality TV show RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars. The politician posted a clip of her cameo on the television show to her Twitter account on Saturday, writing that it was an honor and that she was inspired by the contestants because they knew their power. She also used her appearance to encourage people to vote, cautioning that people need to make their voices and their vote heard in the upcoming midterm elections. The Real Clear Politics average of the generic ballot, which is based on the results of the most recent polls, asking voters which party they want to have majority control of Congress, shows Pelosi's Democrat candidates trailing Republicans by 3.5 percentage points, with the 2022 midterm elections less than 5 months away. Theologian Tim Keller is dealing with the side effects of an immunotherapy treatment that he is undergoing amid his ongoing battle with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, his family announced in a social media post asking supporters for their prayers. The founder and former pastor of Redeemer Church in New York City, who was diagnosed with cancer in May 2020, announced last month that he would be undergoing an immunotherapy trial at the National Cancer Center in Bethesda, Maryland in June. The pastor's son, Michael Keller, wrote on Facebook late Monday, quote, "We ask that you continue to pray for Dad's healing and for the decisions of his doctors and medical team, who continue to provide excellent, compassionate care. Thank you for the outpouring of love and support. We deeply covet your prayers at this time." The Southern Baptist Convention has delayed a decision on whether to remove Rick Warren's Saddleback Church from the denomination in light of the California megachurch's ordination of 3 female pastors last year. While Saddleback called its May 2021 ordination of Liz Puffer, Cynthia Petty, and Katie Edwards a historic night, the move was criticized by many in the SBC due to its 2000 Baptist Faith and Message Statement's ban on female ordination. During the SBC's annual meeting on Tuesday, the SBC Credentials Committee announced the delay, with committee chair Linda Cooper telling attendees, quote, "Based on the information available to us currently, including direct communication with Pastor Rick Warren, we have concluded that we are not yet prepared to make a recommendation regarding Saddleback Church, recognizing there are differing opinions regarding the intent of the Office of Pastor as stated in the Baptist Faith and Message 2000. Jerry and Marge Go Large, a feature-length comedy based on the true story of Gerald Selby, a resident of the small town of Evart, Michigan, who figured out a way to legally hack the lottery, is set for release on Paramount Plus on Friday. The film, which stars Bryan Cranston and Annette Bening as Gerald and his wife Marge, assures audiences that there's still good in the world, and generosity has far-reaching effects. In an interview with the Christian Post, Bening described the real-life Selbys as fabulous and honest people. To get into character, she and Cranston got to know the couple, who are now in their 80s. It was enjoyable to play a happily married couple, she said, and the fact that Jerry figured out the flaw in the lottery, it's important to remember that they didn't cheat. It wasn't like they had a scam going, they figured out a flaw. We hope you enjoy listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your podcast player of choice, Apple Podcasts on iPhone, Spotify on iPhone or Android, or Google Podcasts in your Android device. Don't forget, you can download the Edify app by searching for Edify, E-D-I-F-I, in the iPhone or Android app stores. There you can access our entire network of faith-based and uplifting podcasts. You can also subscribe to the Christian Post daily newsletter and get the top headlines every day delivered right to your inbox. You can click the links to download the Edify app or subscribe to the newsletter in the podcast episode description. We would also appreciate a 5-star rating and review in the Apple Podcasts app or in Spotify. Thank you for listening. This has been the Christian Post Daily Podcast.